Well, if you have your Bible, you can turn to Matthew chapter 2. Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 6. And we're going to start here, part of the Christmas story this morning. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who's been born king of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people, Israel." It's almost Christmas. It's wild. A week today, Christmas morning, we'll be here again. We'll see how many of us come out, but it'll be good. We'll sing some carols together. But we're looking at this Christmas story this morning, and we looked at it a bit last week. But I want to go back a little bit, because as Matthew describes this story of the wise men coming and looking for the Messiah, he has the elders of Jerusalem, the teachers of the law, they quote from the prophet Micah. And so we're going to look at Micah a little bit and read a little bit more from Micah chapter 4, verse 6, all the way to Micah chapter 5, verse 6. Because, you know, these stories have context. When Micah was speaking, he was speaking to real people who lived in real situations. And as Matthew's recounting the gospel story, this too happened to real people, people like the Magi, King Herod, living in this real situation. And so we're going to kind of look at Micah's situation and then at the nativity situation. And then, of course, at our situation. So let's read Micah chapter 4, verse 6, all the way to chapter 5, verse 6. "In that day, declares the Lord, I will gather the lame. I will assemble the exiles and those I've brought to grief. I will make the lame my remnant, those driven away a strong nation. The Lord will rule over them in Mount Zion from that day and forever. As for you, watchtower of the flock, stronghold of daughter Zion, the former dominion will be restored to you. Kingship will come to daughter Jerusalem. Why do you now cry aloud? Have you no king? Has your ruler perished that pain seizes you like that of a woman in labor? Writhe in agony, daughter Zion, like a woman in labor, for now you must leave the city to camp in the open field. You will go to Babylon. There you will be rescued. There the Lord will redeem you out of the hand of your enemies, but now many nations are gathered against you. They say, 'Let her be defiled, let her eyes gloat over Zion.' But they don't know the thoughts of the Lord. They don't understand his plan, that he has gathered them like sheaves to the threshing floor. Rise and thrash, daughter Zion, for I will give you horns of iron. I will give you hooves of bronze, and you will break to pieces many nations. You will devote their ill-gotten gains to the Lord, their wealth to the Lord of all the earth. Marshal your troops now, city of troops, for a siege is laid against us. They will strike Israel's ruler on the cheek with a rod.